This is Haystack Health Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Health Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Protect Your Legacy with Attorney Blake Harris of Mile High Estate Planning. Check out that website, milehighestateplanning.com. The number for free consultation is 833-ASK-BLAKE. And with that, we will welcome Blake Harris. Blake, how are you, sir?
Life is well. How are you?
I'm doing well, and it is a joy to have you back on, and looking forward to our shows with you here to educate us all a little bit more on this matter of estate planning. So sometimes there are some different laws that change and different legal things with different areas of law. What about any updates you may have for 2021 for estate planning?
So the first one I want to talk about is cryptocurrency. Blockchain technology, Bitcoin. Many listeners have probably heard about it somewhat. If you haven't heard about it, or if you haven't heard much about it, start paying attention to it. And here's why. It is the way of the future. When I get into this, I want to be very clear. I don't make any investment recommendations. I'm not recommending anybody go out and make an investment in cryptocurrency one way or the other.
Right.
I do recommend you educate yourself on the subject because it is going to be, at some point, the way that money is exchanged. The greenback, I imagine, is going to disappear sometime soon. I'm going to hedge my bets on saying exactly when it is going to happen, but it would not surprise me if it happened in the next year that the U.S. government switches us over from the greenback to cryptocurrency. There are several advantages that cryptocurrency brings and some disadvantages as well. There's even rumors that our last payment of a last stimulus check was going to come in the form of cryptocurrency. So if you haven't already, start paying attention to cryptocurrency. It has boomed over the past 10 years. I saw something earlier today that said an investment in Google or Amazon 10 years ago would have doubled or tripled. Tesla would have done something like 100-fold. Bitcoin would have done something more like 1,000-fold. So it is coming. And if any of the listeners currently have any cryptocurrency holdings, contact my law firm and let's talk about what we can do to protect that and pass it to the next generation. Cryptocurrency, I advise people to be very guarded about what they have, but it's also important that you properly come up with a plan for passing your cryptocurrency on to the next generation. And I have relationships with trust companies that we can keep cryptocurrency as a protected asset.
Okay.
We talk about asset protection a lot. There's real estate that can be and should be protected. There's investment accounts, businesses, wages. Cryptocurrency as well is another good asset to potentially set up an asset protection trust for. So that's the first thing that I want to talk about 2021, the coming of the cryptocurrency age. If you're not paying attention to it, start paying attention to it. Next thing I want to talk about is Scott, do you have anything to add to that before I went on to the next
topic? I was just going to say, I think that what you said is perfect to just educate ourselves because, you know, I mean, to be honest, I mean, I've of course heard of Bitcoin and everything, but really haven't looked into understanding it. And I think that, you know, that's a great tip for people to get in and really, you know, get some knowledge on it and understand it and get with you to learn how to protect it for sure.
Yes. Knowledge is power. I have some information on my website about cryptocurrency, milehighestateplanning.com, my book that I recently published, which is available on the website as well, The Ultimate Guide to Estate Planning and Asset Protection, does discuss cryptocurrency a little bit as well. So certainly no better armor than the knowledge. The next thing that we could see some changes to is the estate tax. Estate tax exemptions are at all-time highs, aside from back in, I think, 2010 when there was no estate tax whatsoever. But they are at all-time highs right now with about $11 million per individual. the proposed plan under the Biden administration is going to bring that down to about $4 million per individual. I don't make predictions as to what, or I try not to make too many predictions as to what Congress is going to do, but this is something that's been talked about quite a bit. So many families who did not have taxable estates are now going to have taxable estates. And I often like to kid that, well, the estate tax, it's a tax that applies to wealthy individuals. So, of course, there's ways of getting out of it.
Right.
So with proper planning, there's a lot of different things that families can do to reduce or eliminate their estate tax. And in doing so, you can also set up certain asset protection strategies. And estate tax encompasses everything that you own, as well as life insurance. And life insurance is what puts a lot of people into the estate tax planning brackets. So the second thing to be on the lookout for the coming year is changes to the estate tax laws.
Okay.
Next is healthcare. More and more Americans are turning to the government for help with their healthcare and their long-term care costs. Medicaid has become much more aggressive in terms of trying to recover property. They are recovering more homes. Medicaid is kind of going broke, and so they have started to get a bit more aggressive. So if you have done some Medicaid planning, maybe time to revise that planning. It's very important that you have very little control or practically no control after setting up a Medicaid plan. And there's a few different ways that you can go about harboring assets or saving assets from being recovered by Medicaid. The first one, and often the best solution if you have time, is to create a Medicaid Asset Protection Trust. With a Medicaid Asset Protection Trust, clients can transfer their assets into the trust, wait 5 years, and then after 5 years, those assets are protected they're immediately protected from creditors, but they are considered an exempt asset in the eyes of Medicaid, so that an individual can move into a long-term care facility, and instead of the family spending $5,000 to $10,000 per month to pay for the long-term care, the government will pay that bill, the same government that people have been paying into, the same system they've been paying into their own lives. They can finally reap some of those benefits by protecting those assets through the use of a Medicaid Asset Protection Trust. Then, once the individuals pass away, once the clients pass away, those assets pass outside of probate. We're able to avoid probate anytime we use and fund the trust. Mm-hmm. And the assets remain protected from Medicaid recovering them. My firm, we do estate planning and the probate work as well. And in many unfortunate circumstances, clients come to me expecting to inherit their parents' home. They find out that the parents had were on Medicaid for some time. And we've seen where Medicaid comes and pretty much takes all of the home aside from simple administration, family allowance exemptions that we're able to keep for the family. So planning ahead, creating the Medicaid Asset Protection Trust can save families literally hundreds of thousands of dollars. In addition, other strategies that I recommend for clients include creating a caregiver contract. What a caregiver contract does is it allows your children to be compensated for taking care of parents. You have to have it in writing. If it's not in writing, Medicaid sees all the transfers, all the payments to the children as gifts. Okay. And that can get you kicked out of or prevented from getting Medicaid. By having a properly drafted contract in place, you're able to have Medicaid avoid taking, you're able to have Medicaid avoid seeing those transfers as gifts, and you can spend down quite a bit of assets to the beneficiaries, to the children, and still allow the parents to then go and qualify for long-term care costs.
And Blake, I mean, boy, it sounds like this could be a very expensive mistake to folks if, you know, if they haven't done this proper planning, because like you say, they come in thinking they've got this property or land, whatever the home, whatever the case may be, only to find out they don't. And man, that's got to be disappointing and heartbreaking for them.
Yes, yes. Delivering bad news is probably the least favorite part of my job. Is the worst part of my job. And in a few cases, I have had to deliver that news that your parents did not plan properly, and because of it, the family has lost the family home. And we certainly don't like seeing that happen. I want to keep as much money as possible in the hands of my clients, in the hands of my clients' families, and out of the state, out of the court, or out of the divorcing spouse's hands as well. Which brings us into the next portion that I want to talk about, which is right now we are getting farther into what I refer to as the silver tsunami, the retiring of the baby boomers. And it has large effects on our society, the aging, the graying of the population. It's causing a rise in healthcare. It's causing an increase in senior services. If you know someone looking for a job, there's probably a good opportunity to be made in the senior service arena. It's also causing our courts to get more and more backlogged. Mm-hmm. COVID actually caused our courts to get backlogged. A lot of things got delayed and have slowed down because of it. The court is now being slower to respond to requests to get guardianships and conservatorships set up. What used to take a month or two is now taking 3 to 4 months. And I see this getting worse. The courts are not funded properly enough to keep up with the growing demand for their services, and families who don't plan are being punished for it by creating a properly drafted financial and medical power of attorney. You can keep your family out of probate court should you ever lose capacity while you are alive. So the increased demand in the court system is causing probate to slow down. It's a trend that I imagine is going to continue throughout 2021 and the years to come. That's why I also recommend clients avoid probate after they pass away. Mm-hmm. And Scott, what am I going to suggest for avoiding probate after you pass away? creating the revocable living trust.
Revocable living trust, right.
And that's the heart of most estate plans. It doesn't matter whether you've got $100,000 of equity in your home or several million dollars. A revocable living trust is the solution in many, many cases to avoiding probate and avoiding conflicts within the family. A revocable living trust can allow you to, number one, control your property while you're alive, well, healthy, and able to control the property yourself. A revocable living trust will also allow you to select who receives your property and when they receive it. With a revocable trust, you can design it so that your children are able to take the property after you pass away, and then their property remains protected from outside parties. Creditors are not going to be able to take any property away from your children, so that if your children get sued or they get divorced, their property remains safe. I encourage my clients to always love the in-laws, love your son-in-law, love your daughter-in-law, but keep the money in the bloodline. And a revocable living trust can do exactly that for our clients.
Right. And you know, Blake, you mentioned just the family harmony side of this, and I think everyone, I mean, there may be a few exceptions where they feel like, oh, we know there's going to be a problem with a certain relative, but most people feel like, oh, our family's all going to get along and there won't be any issues. But it's just better if you have it down like this. I mean, it just avoids all that, doesn't it?
There's nothing more economical than a family that gets along, and hopefully most families do get along. Some estates are going to be contested. You know ahead of time that they're going to be contested, and you do the planning to still minimize the effects of that. However, with a revocable living trust, you can reduce the chances that there's a contest. You can reduce the chances that there's a fight over the estate. And which ones are going to be contested? I mean, certain ones you're pretty confident are going to be contested. But also, in some cases, you don't know. Estates where literally there was no other beneficiaries other than one client have been contested. I've seen that, and I think we talked about that on a previous show.
Right.
Client, her mom had no other children other than our client. Another family member claimed that the client was improperly adopted, and she had to go to court and fight over that. So having your estate plan in place in writing can save your family a great deal of time, money, and headache.
Okay. Got a question on this caregiver contract real quick, if we can run back to that. Let's say, the mom, let's say, is living in Texas, and so there's a daughter taking care of her there maybe 3 months, and then they come to Colorado to stay with the son for 3 months, and then the mom goes back to Texas for 3 months and back here. So when you've got somebody that's out of state but traveling between two states to get taken care of, is that something that confuses things as far as doing a caregiver contract when the person may live in one state and get cared by two people in two different states?
So, no, that's not an issue. I recently just created a plan where an individual is being cared for by her daughter, her son-in-law, and her granddaughter, and they all split time taking care of her. And as long as you can show that you legitimately took care of somebody, you've got the time logs to back it up. Having multiple different caregivers passed around to having multiple different caregivers is perfectly appropriate.
Right. And you know, Blake, I mean, just going through, look at the different topics that we've just covered here in, 20 minutes. And this is something, again, a reason why we say, go to you, because I mean, this is all you do. And I'm telling you, to all the listeners out there, you may be well versed in the cryptocurrency, you may be feel like you're well versed in estate tax, but there's no way we can know everything, and this is all you do every day.
Yes. No car accidents, no divorces, no criminal matters. Exclusively estate planning. And it's something that what I love about estate planning, what I do for work, is that I get to meet people of all ages. I get to help older clients as they are getting to the point of retirement and moving into nursing homes. I get to help individuals who are just starting young families. If you just had a child, then definitely give my office a call. It may be a very simple estate plan that we need to set up for you, but we want to make sure that you can nominate a guardian, that you have the individual that you've selected named in documents, and that maybe you have somebody named in that document who you don't want to serve as a guardian for your children. I know we all have family members who would be happy to have raised our children, and we all probably have family members who'd prefer not to be the one in charge of raising the children. So I do recommend creating an estate plan as soon as you've got children, or as soon as you purchase your first piece of real estate.
Right. You're listening to Protect Your Legacy with Attorney Blake Harris of Mile High Estate Planning. Check out the website, milehighestateplanning.com. The number 833-ASK-BLAKE, and it is a free consultation, and Blake will do the consultation there in his office. It's very convenient, downtown, free parking, and very close from the parking to his office, or as we've all been accustomed to now this year, doing the Zoom calls, and whichever way you're more comfortable, Blake will take care of you in that regard. So, Blake, as far as the Medicaid planning, when's the best time to do that? Should someone do that when they, they turn 60 and then or turn 55? Or, I mean, when's the best time to kind of get geared up with this Medicaid planning?
So most of my clients who do the Medicaid planning, they're in their 60s, either late 60s or early 70s. Those are the ones who do the majority of the Medicaid planning with with my firm. And to go back to what you were saying about the process with our firm, yes, it's always a pre-initial consultation. In order to start the process, just give us a call, and we will set you up with a one-on-one consultation. We can do it over the phone or in person or over Zoom, whatever's most convenient. You don't need to bring anything. You don't need to gather any documents. You just need to show up, or maybe show up with your significant other. You're more than welcome to come into our office. We've got a beautiful office space in downtown Denver with free parking right next door. Or you can complete the entire process from home. I mean the entire process. The majority of my clients last year, I never met in person. We did the initial consult over the phone, and then the signing. Right now, Colorado is allowing remote signings, so we are able to notarize the documents without clients ever needing to leave their home. And then at the end of the initial consultation, we'll quote a fee for the creation of the plan. It's a flat fee. Clients know exactly what they're getting into. We don't surprise our clients with additional fees down the road. We don't do hourly billing for any of our planning work. And it's a big part of the reason that clients have been very happy with our firm. And don't just take my word for it. Go online and Google Mile High Estate Planning and read some of the countless number of glowing Google reviews. Right now, as the recording of the show, we've got over 60 Google reviews. Every single one is a 5 out of 5 stars. It's because clients know what they're getting into. We specialize just in this. Type of area.
Absolutely. You know, Blake, I think if there's one thing this year has taught us, boy, you never know with our health. You never know when someone's going to become incapacitated. And I've had several friends, got this COVID thing. It really affected their lungs. They went into breathing. All of a sudden, you know, they're on a ventilator and not able to talk, and still in the hospital after several weeks. So just talking about just some of the individual documents here in our last few minutes, I mean, this incapacity document is very important, isn't it?
Sure, yes. And I can run through the basic estate planning documents that everybody needs. People often think an estate plan is a will. And a will is a component of an estate plan, but usually a pretty small portion of the overall puzzle. Most of the times we'll do a trust as well, because there's lots of benefits of the trust we've been through during the show. And then also it's the incapacity documents, which arguably are more important than just the will or just the trust itself, because the will and the trust, well, those really come into effect after you're gone. The incapacity documents, those affect you while you're alive. Mm-hmm. And anybody age 18 or older should have incapacity documents in place. If the 4 incapacity documents, which we create for clients, which are needed to plan for our possible disability, and the majority of us will be incapacitated at some point in our life, are a financial power of attorney, which allows the individual you have selected to take over management of your financial affairs. A medical power of attorney, which allows the person you've chosen to make decisions regarding your health care, as well as where you're going to live during any period of incapacitation. A HIPAA release. HIPAA is a federal law which protects the privacy of your health records. In the event that you become incapacitated, you want your family to be able to access those protected health care records, so they can share it with doctors and make informed medical decisions. And then finally, a living will, or as it's deemed in Colorado, a declaration as to medical or surgical treatment. This says that if you're in a permanent vegetative state, whether you want to have life support removed. And in 99.9% of cases, people don't want to be kept on a feeding tube, don't want to be kept on a breathing tube. Inevitably, you want to be able to have life support removed after a certain period of time.
Right.
And when these documents are created, it's important that they are created in conjunction with each other. You want to make sure that your medical power of attorney does have the ability to override anything you put in the living will, just in the unfortunate circumstances that there's no hopes of recovery after 72 hours, no need to keep anybody on life support any more than absolutely necessary, or on the flip side, if you are on life support, but your family still needs some time to come and visit, and there's a bad snowstorm in Colorado preventing people from coming in, mm-hmm. you want to be able to extend the time that you're on life support. So creating the power of attorney documents is important, and discussing your wishes with your family members. We include a family guidance letter, which is a helpful supplement to your estate plan, which gives your family guidance as to how you want to be cared. But it's also worthwhile to discuss with family members how you want to be treated during your incapacity. And an interesting statistic that I've come across is the longer a couple has been together, the less they know about each other's wishes for their health care decisions. So get the ball rolling. The hardest part, pick up the phone, give us a, the hardest part can often be just getting the process started. But once you pick up the phone, give us a call, you get the conversation started with your family. You'll be able to have the peace of mind to know that you've done everything you can to plan for yourself and to plan for your family and your assets for the inevitable.
Absolutely. As Blake mentioned his book earlier, but go to his website, milehighestateplanning.com. You can get the ultimate guide to estate planning and asset protection. And once again, folks, it's a free consultation. And you know what? A lot of people write down all the resolutions for the new year already, and maybe one should be included for yours is to get this matter of estate planning all handled. And we highly recommend Blake, and he will take great care of you. Just let him know you heard him here on Protect Your Legacy. And once again, the number is 833-ASK-BLAKE. So, Blake, as always, appreciate your time and your knowledge, sir, and we look forward to our next show.
Scott, always great to be on the show. Look forward to being on the show again soon. Have a great day.
All right, you as well. That's Attorney Blake Harris, MileHighEstatePlanning.com. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
You go to the grocery store to buy ice cream and end up with a dislocated shoulder. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesch of Flesch & Beck Law has one goal, to make sure you get the medical care you need without worrying about the cost. Your first reaction when you slip and fall tends to be embarrassment and avoidance. You hustle up to get off the floor, tell everyone you're fine, and go home in a hurry. Then once the adrenaline wears off, you start to realize that you're not fine after all. You end up in the emergency room needing rotator cuff surgery. Suddenly you're facing upwards of $50,000 in hospital bills. All because of a shopping trip. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesch, will prove the place of business created a dangerous condition, holding them accountable for your medical expenses so you can focus only on getting the treatment you need. Call today for a free, no-obligation consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. Glad to have you with us, and we appreciate you tuning in. Glad to have in studio now our good friend from Affordable Door, Mary Ann. How are you, ma'am?
Awesome. Thanks, Scott.
Always great to see you.
Thanks for having us.
You know, garage doors, we were kind of talking here before we came on air. It's something we none of us think one thing about until we push the button and nothing happens. Pretty true, right?
Pretty true. Yeah, we all just always expect you hit the button, door goes up, you're good to get out, door closes, you're fine. But, you know, they just require so much maintenance. And, you know, people forget that that is the biggest moving object in your home.
Sure.
And you want to keep it safe. Your kids play under it. You park your car under it. You want to keep it safe.
Right. And you were telling me a little bit, again, before we started the show, about assessing, you know, your door. Hey, it's pretty fairly warm out. Now's a good time to go out and maybe do some things ourselves just to check it out. So what are some things that we should look for as a homeowner?
Sure. You know, we all have, you know, our plumber tells us to check our hot water tank and our, you know, mm-hmm. check this and that in the house. And do we ever? No. But the garage door is, you know, a biggie, you know. So all you need to do when doors close down, just, you know, walk around, take a look at it, look at the screws, see if they're starting to loosen up, see how the sections, you know, line up and touch each other. If they look like they're starting to misalign, that's trying to tell you something, that the door is starting to either fall apart or it just needs some general service. When the sections start to misalign, that can wreak havoc. You know, when the door comes down, it could jam into the jamb and the door will reverse on you, and it just creates a mess.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so really, anything to do with a garage door, just about you guys can handle.
We sure can.
I mean, mm-hmm. there's nothing left undone, so to speak.
Right.
All right, good. And, you know, we were talking again. It cracks me up on these neighborhood apps where people are always saying, does anyone know a cheap plumber? Does anyone know a cheap auto mechanic? And, man, I hate when people first put that out there because, you know what, nothing's free.
Right.
And you're paying for a service tech that had to go through a lot of training, spend a lot of money, maybe their own tools they've invested in or not, you know, who knows. But anyway, there's a lot that goes into just sending someone out. And we were talking about this. Sometimes people are shocked that, you know, maybe there's a price to come out. Well, you know what, I don't know about your gas, but my gas isn't free. Yeah, and you got to pay insurance. And you know what? You're paying the guy while he's driving.
Right.
And so just kind of explain a little bit from a business side of, you know, what it takes just to get someone out.
Sure. Sure. People ask me that all the time, you know, can you come out for free? And it's like, well, nobody really likes to work for free. I mean, I don't, and I'm sure nobody does. But, you know, our $199 service fee is, you know, my guy coming out, his travel time, his windshield time, his gas, his insurance, his truck, his tools, and his long-term experience. You know, we don't just have kids that you can't just, it's a trade that it has to be, you have to be very experienced. You mm-hmm. could get hurt. So all my guys have over 20 years door experience or more, and, you know, they're qualified. And it doesn't matter, really, if they can get the job fixed in 15 minutes or in 2 hours, you mm-hmm. know. It's their experience on how they know to handle the job and not get hurt and not have that door fall on your car when, you know,
right.
while he's in the process of it. You know, we have had people call us, you know, tell us, geez, the door's laying on top of my car. Well, you know, they waited a little bit too long mm-hmm. to schedule service, you know. So, you know, sure enough, I can get one of my guys out. Leo is excellent. Frank is amazing. Jesse is awesome too. You know, they got that. We had a guy call us and his door was actually laying on top of his car. It went up and just went right out of the track. And sure enough, you know, the guys were there and they got that door right off of his truck, his vehicle,
right.
you know, without minimal damage to his vehicle.
It could have been very dangerous.
Yeah.
For a
yeah.
child, playing with a button, hitting
absolutely.
Something, whatever.
Absolutely. You know? The garage door is not a toy. And, you know, people forget, you know, the kids, oh, they like to hang from it and ride it up. Well, that is just mm-hmm. not good.
Right. And you mentioned something too I want to bring up. So sometimes you go out and, you know, and you are excellent on the phone. I mean, I've sent you videos before of what it's doing. You can mm-hmm. tell by sounds. I mean, y'all's experience for doing this so many years is awesome. So I will tell you, Mary Ann can really about fix anything over the phone. But when they do come out, if it does take them 15 or 20 minutes, you know, don't be upset that they got it fixed. What do you want them to do? Stay there 2 hours and just, you know, tink around with something to act like it took longer. I
right.
mean, you know, they're trying to respect the client's time too.
Exactly.
And get the job done right.
Sure. Sure. You know what? We always, no matter what the price is, the guys always do a full door tune-up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tighten all the hardware, lube all the bearings, replace any missing nuts and bolts on the door, adjust the spring tension as needed, service, lube, and adjust the garage door opener, you know. So it's a full service, no matter if it takes them 15 minutes, you know, and they don't try to rush, you
sure.
know. It's just sometimes things just go along, you know. My guys are very efficient too,
right?
You know, they work very efficiently, and you know, they like to get in, get out, and get on to the next customer and, you know, rescue the next one, you
sure.
know, that's waiting.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about changes in doors, we were talking about, man, Now a lot of them have Wi-Fi and a lot of different things. So tell us about some of the new things out there.
Yeah, so LiftMaster has really evolved, and they, you know, they've changed over the years. Used to be there was only so many codes, and your code could be the same as your neighbor's, or you could, your code could catch up to your neighbor's, and your door could end up working their door. Then they came out with MyQ, which gave you accessibility to access the garage door from your smartphone, and that was an additional accessory. Now everything is built-in Wi-Fi. And you don't have to, you know, some people just are just so against that, but that, that's okay. You can download the app on your smartphone, and once you do, you have access to working the garage door from your smartphone, seeing when the door is open, when the door is closed, if the kids come home from school. Oh, you could say, oh, yeah, the kids are home, the door is shut, blah, 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 they're safe.
Right.
You know, so they're really cool, and they everything is built in. So it's not, you're not paying an additional accessory for a separate component for that. Now everything is built in.
Right.
I just got some literature from LiftMaster yesterday. Now they're having cameras built onto the garage door openers, so you can actually watch maybe your delivery guy as he delivers your package and shut your door and see what's happening, you know, when the door opens as well. So those are pretty cool, and those are rolling out now. I don't even know the model number, but they're just rolling out right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, society's changed, and our world has changed. I mean, who would have ever thought 20 years ago or 10 years ago or whatever, I don't know how long that porch pirating has been going on, of people kind of stealing your deliveries.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. It is crazy. Yeah. So, you know, whether you opt for it or not, you know, you don't have to have the Wi-Fi. You know, some people just are not a fan of it, and that's great. You know, that's okay. But the general public, I think, just really likes to know what's going on at their house.
Right. Now, what happens sometimes if people, you know, their garage door remote gets lost or damaged, or they don't, you know, maybe they bought a house and there wasn't a door with it. I mean, you can usually help them with somehow pairing
absolutely
up a new remote,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a real common thing, too. You lose the remote, you have it in the car, you know, you let the kids play with it and they lose it on you. You go to a closing and they don't have remotes, or they just give you any little random remotes. That's so very, very common. So, yeah, normally I can help customer over the phone. I'll ask them to look at the color of the learn button, and it'll be goes back from 1998 to like green to purple to yellow, red is in there. So they've changed the technology about 5 or 6 times.
Right.
But by them telling me, by me asking them a few questions, telling me what color that learn button is, I can get them the remote, mail it out to them. They don't have to pay a service call. I can walk them through on programming it. Simple, very simple.
Right. Marianne is our guest. Affordable Doors is the company. Call her. 303-680-8440. Let them come out and check out your doors. And as she said, go out and do an assessment. If you hear something or something doesn't look right, now's the time to get it fixed, not when it falls on your car or your child or you. So give her a call, 303-680-8440. Now, another great thing, besides just repairing doors, you replace. And you were telling me that you guys will haul away the old door.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's a tremendous service right there, because what are people going to do with a big garage door?
Right, right.
Yeah.
We do get, every once in a while, we'll have a customer like, yeah, I think I'll hang on to that door. And the wife will
that's
be looking
guy
at me
thing.
Going, yeah.
We may use that one day. Yeah.
The wife is looking at us like, no, you're not. Yeah, that's all included. Haul it away. We have recycling, metal recycling, wood recycling places that we take it to. So a lot of it gets recycled.
Right. Mm-hmm. And again, go back to your team real quick. I mean, you guys are so experienced. And I mean, all your guys have good. Most of them I've had out to my house over through the years. But it's really important just to have a team that you can trust. So then, therefore, we can trust them at our home.
Yeah. You know, my guys, they all treat our business like it's their own. You know, they're part of our family. They really take a general, you know, interest in the customer, providing them with the just utmost service, you know, and it's not about upselling them parts. They're all very, very conservative on not upselling parts just to up the ticket. You know,
right.
they're, you know, if the customer needs it, great, but that's not what we're about.
Right. Once again, folks, it's Affordable Doors. This is the only garage door company that we endorse. We want you to let them earn your trust in your business as well. You can give her a call. You can even text Mary Ann, 303-680-8440. And you know what? If you mention you heard her here on Haystack Help Radio, $199 for them to come out and fix your door. And there may be some parts, different things like that. But she'll go through all that with your phone. There's no hidden costs, no surprises, all of that. If you get a new door, they haul away the old one. They do commercial and residential as well. You can check out their website at garagedoorproblems.com. So, Marianne, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks so much. And if they want to text me, I answer a lot of texts. 303-330-1735 is my cell. Be more than happy to reply to a text after hours. I do that all the time.
Okay, yeah. Same day service in most cases for you as well. So thank you so much.
Okay, thanks so much. And $25 off if they mention this.
$25 off, that's right.
They mention the radio.
$199, mm-hmm. $25 off if you mention you heard her here on Haystack Help Radio. Thanks again.
Thanks.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Is your vision stopping you from enjoying your outdoor activities? Hi, this is Scott Watley for Stack Optical. Get by Stack Optical today and check out the Stack Sports Pack. One great frame where you can easily interchange the lenses to the tint you need for golf, bike riding, shooting, fishing, and yes, even driving. Stack Optical, family owned and operated. They're fully staffed and ready to help you with all of your optical needs, from eye exams, glasses, contacts, and yes, even repairs. And rest assured, Stack Optical has taken every precaution to ensure your safety and that you have a clean environment. 2233 South Monaco Parkway. 303-321-1578. Call them now. 303-321-1578. StackOptical.com. And remember, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Hi, Jack Corrigan for Len Lyle Chevrolet. Len Lyle Chevrolet is open and safe. It's truck month, and they have the best deals of the year on all trucks and SUVs, like up to $10,000 off on half-ton Silverados. Or come check out the all-new Tahoes and Suburbans for 2021. Len Lyle has been there for 35 years, and low overhead really does mean low prices. Check them out on the web, LenLyleChevy.com. Go east and pay the least. Chevy. Find new roads.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are. What are their feelings? I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. We appreciate you being with us today. Glad to have Alan Stack back in studio with us, Stack Optical.
Great to see you.
My little tagline I made up, Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. Don't you like that?
I love it.
Oh, yeah. All right. Located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Their number 303-321-1578. And it is always good to see you, Alan. Man, I tell you got to take care of your eyes. And you know what? If you need glasses, you got to go to Stack Optical. That way you'll get the personal care that you deserve. And Alan, how many years now?
Oh, let's see. We've started in 68, so we've just celebrated 52 years in business, and I've been there 40 of them.
Wow.
Long haul.
Yeah. And, man, when you talk about seeing families, I do a show with a family doctor in Dallas, and he said, you know what, I get the whole life cycle from kids, then their kids, and their kids. Same thing with you. You've been treating a lot of the same family lines for a long time.
And, you know, and because of that, you know, we've been around for so long, people depend on us. You know, when it came down to shutting down, I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Marilyn and I just, we're going to keep this open. Yeah, sure. We masked up and so forth, and we changed some procedures. But you wouldn't believe how many emergencies we saw.
Really?
Broken glasses. You know, we even did eye exams. You know, a lot of these are frontline workers.
Mm-hmm.
They had no place to go. All the opticals were closed.
Well, that's true. I never thought about that.
You know, yeah. So, you know, staying through it, and, you know, it helped us. We did a lot of free stuff for a couple months. But
sure.
All those people are coming back because they really appreciated what we did.
Yeah, no doubt. Just to be there when they needed you.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. We've always talked about, you know, the importance of eye exams. So I want to touch on that a minute here because in doing a show with this doctor, man, he's talked a lot about the eye and what you can see through it and
right.
other health problems, which you've talked about for years with us. But just kind of talk about that, the importance of getting those exams.
Yeah, and the thing is some people were putting it off one because they thought we were closed, you know, but a lot of places weren't doing that. Well, the problem is if you don't diagnose some of this stuff early, it can develop into something that can't be cured.
Sure.
So it is important to get those routine eye exams, especially as we get older.
Right.
You know, we can diagnose stuff earlier.
I'll tell you, and I've been telling, I think one thing this pandemic has done is made everybody a little more in tune with their health. And you know what? They start feeling anything weird,
right.
go get it checked out. Because
right.
all these underlying conditions, I don't want any of those.
Right. And, you know, a lot of the places are actually safer now than they've ever been.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's constant cleaning and with the masks. I mean, this is the first winter, spring, and summer that I didn't have a cold.
Mm-hmm.
I always get a cold. Not this year.
Right.
You know, and I talk to a lot of people the exact same way. Well, one, we're just cleaner. We're washing our hands all the time.
Sure.
You know?
Absolutely. Once again, Alan Stack is with us, Stack Optical. They're located 2233 South Monaco Parkway. And, Alan, I look back and I think about when you had to move, and, man, you were, like, pulling your hair out and sad, and I get all that. But, man, now when you look at where you are and the convenience for people, parking,
yeah.
I mean, beautiful showroom.
And it's really easy to get to. You don't have to deal with Cherry Creek anymore.
Yeah.
And Cherry Creek, you know, it was different when Dad moved in there in the 60s. But, boy, you know, the last 10, 20 years, that's really become a nightmare down there.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, apparently, our old building is gone. And it's just a parking lot.
Oh, really? I haven't been by there since you
I drove
left,
by there, so. And it's just a parking lot. They haven't done any building there. And but to be, you know, centrally located over on Monaco and Evans like that, it's, you know, we're only a mile and a half from the highway,
right?
From I-25 heading east. So
it's very
convenient to get to. And I've had a lot of folks come in. They haven't seen me in 10 or 15 years. They go, Al, we were so happy you moved out of there. That's why we're back.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, we didn't want to deal with Cherry Creek.
No, absolutely. Park, and I mean, literally feet from the door, you can park
right.
and walk in.
Yeah.
No stairs, no nothing, just get out of your car and walk through the door. So that's cool. All right, let's talk about the Stack Sports Pack. And Alan does this very, very well, has for a number of years now, and keeps improving on things with it. And he talks about this on our Haystack Help Show as well as Sportsman of Colorado. But it's really just glasses that will enhance your activities in the outdoors. That's a great way to put it.
Exactly. You can get different lenses for the same frame, and it takes seconds to switch them out. You know, it's like with golf, you know, you get yourself a really good brown pair of polarized lenses, you're going to find that ball a lot quicker than you are with a pair of gray lenses. And why? Because gray lenses will darken those shadows. Well, brown will allow you to cut through it and see your ball. That's just one lens. Another one you could, you know, if you're going to do a lot of driving, then gray polarized. It doesn't distort color for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, have a pair for that. And then, you know, if you're, you know, an old-time shooter with the iron sights and, you know, you're in your 50s and 60s, it's a little hard to see the front sight.
Sure.
Well, I've designed a lens that'll help with that. You know, you just put that lens in when you're going to be doing that for target shooting and so forth.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because it is fun to shoot, but it's also fun to hit what you're shooting at.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing you should be practicing with whatever you're wearing all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes you want to go out and target shoot, and you want to be good. Well, this helps.
Right.
You know, having one of those type of lenses in there.
So when you talk about, is everybody just so different? But if you had to say, hey, for most people, maybe we could say it like that, these four tinted lenses, colors of lenses, is everybody.
Yes, everybody perceives color differently.
Right.
You know, some people just prefer brown for everything.
Right.
And there's other folks that really prefer the gray. It's just, golfing is a one thing where gray just doesn't work well.
There are some people out there swear by it, but you know, being a golfer,
sure,
yeah, the brown works the best.
Right.
But for all around glasses, yeah, some people just really prefer gray or brown or even the G15. You know, a quick story on that G15, that's the green color. That came out in World War II, so pilots could tell the difference in type of clouds. And that's where that G15
really
came from.
Okay.
And we still do a lot of that, too.
Wow. It's a Stack Sports Pack. Now, if you are going in the store and you as Alan just mentioned, hey, you're a shooter and you'd like to take your firearm in there to let Alan take a look and see how you are aiming that, please do us a couple of favors. One, when you call to make an appointment, make sure Alan's going to be there. And number two, check and double check that your firearm is unloaded. All right?
That's right.
That helps a lot. So but all you have to do is call 303-321-1578 and just mention you heard Alan here on the show, and they will get you in and get you fixed up there. And also, if you're looking to for an appointment with your doc, be sure and
You want to call and make an appointment to see the doc. Doc's there a few days a week, and we'll get you in. Something else I wanted to mention, since all this, we were having a lot of inventory issues. Well, that's all solved. We've got
brand new
inventory in there, and everything's stocked up. So,
how do you stay? Now, normally, I know you would go to shows, you would go to different things.
Right.
But now, last 6 months, you know, but I mean, what's it been like now, just trying to, again, stay on top of the trends?
Doing virtual seminars. There've been, you know, a lot of the different magazines and so forth, and you know, we had our annual shows in Vegas in September and the other one in March. Well, when they canceled those, they still did a lot of virtual things with the different companies, and you know, I've done some virtual education and that kind of stuff to keep up on the current trends and the current technology. I mean, lenses are still advancing.
Sure.
You know, we've really been improving our progressives. They're much cleaner designs. It's a digital progressive. And, you know, there's a new term out, as worn. You know, when the doc does a refraction on you, it's perpendicular to your eye.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't wear our glasses like that. We wear them slightly tilted and wrapped.
Gotcha.
Well, now with computerized grinding, we can calculate what that difference is. That just makes a much cleaner design lens.
Sure. Now, let's talk about the frame on the Stack Sports Pack. What's that made of?
Oh, no, I mean, that's what's really cool. Is
they're so flexible. What I like about them, you know, sometimes I'll just put them on, but then I'm like, man, I may have to jog over here a little bit to get to where I'm going to get real quick to get to the animal or whatever I'm doing. And, boy, and I can bend those things around my ear real quick. I can tighten them on my nose real quick. And
it's a rubberized material that they use on the bridge and the temple ends, so that, and there's a metal in there that's got some flexibility to it. So that's what allows you to be able to go ahead and adjust it a little bit tighter if you're going to be active. What's really neat about that bridge is done the same way. So on the shooting lens, you can customize the height of that aiming part of the lens, you know, the upside down bifocal that I use.
Right.
Depending on which weapon, if all of a sudden you're going to be using your scopes, you don't want that in your way. So you can pinch in the bridge and lift it up out of the way, and you're using your distance.
Sure. Now, since you've moved, man, again, great new showroom, all that. You've had some growth, and you've got a couple of new staff members.
Yes.
Tell us about them.
Yeah, I have Bob and Tim. Tim's got 27 years in the business, and Bob's got 37 years. I was lucky to find them. And if I'm not there, they're there.
Right.
So we're still open 6 days a week. You can get an appointment anytime.
And I tell you, I love your doc. I mean, he's been there
for
several years. And, I mean, boy, he's very thorough. And makes it easy. I mean, nobody sits there like sitting, two or one, three or two, four or five. But, I mean, he is thorough. And, man, when you walk out of there, you go, you know what? That was a good eye exam.
Yeah, you know, I see a lot of prescriptions from all over town.
Right.
But one thing I notice about his is we don't get the doctor's changes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very rarely do we have to remake. And, you know, because he's thorough in that eye exam. You know, he's been doing it 40 years.
Sure.
You get pretty darn good at it.
Absolutely. And still, a great price for those.
Right, $69.
$69, wow.
And yeah, I've been pricing that around, and they're going anywhere from $100 to $200
for
eye exams.
Well, if you're in time to get an eye exam, give the office a call. Let them know you heard Alan here on KLZ 560. 303-321-1578 is the number. And once again, the address, 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Alan, we've talked about this for years with you, but, you know, I've had one gun store friend of mine. He ended up, you know, closing in January before all this hit, you know, because gun sales were just slow. There were a lot of things going on. And then, wow, little did he know. But a lot of people are ordering online guns, getting them sent to him, then paying a $35 transfer fee, going through the background check, and he just couldn't survive on that. So my reason for bringing up the internet is this. Man, especially these last 6 months, boy, the internet's been bombarded. But what would the internet not do for you when it comes to good eyewear?
Yeah, that's really interesting you brought that up because, you know, I've been talking to, you know, we've had so many new clients over the last few months. And they'll bring that up. They bring up the big box stores. They're just tired of that mentality. Mm-hmm. They want somebody who cares. They're searching out mom and pop operations now. You know, the internet, Jesus, you know, they think this is just a product that you can buy on the, they don't realize there's a lot behind that. There's a lot of service. There's a lot of expertise in designing those. Talking to the patient, making sure that, you know, you're listening. You know, they're talking about, hey, I drive for a living. I'm going to use a completely different lens than somebody who's in an office all day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I can customize their lenses depending on what they do. You know, on the internet.
When you say you can customize them, we mean you can customize them. You got your own lab.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So we're not just saying you can send them off to get it done.
Right.
You can do it.
And that's the other thing is, you know, we were hearing stories it was taking a week or two to get glasses. You know, the one thing that hasn't changed is 3 or 4 days. We've been offering that for years, and it still hasn't changed.
Oh, great. Well, Alan, hey, I hope we can get some folks in there for you to, one,
I appreciate
get them for some better health and get their eyes checked out and get some new glasses. And, folks, listen, check out the Stack Sports Pack. And we didn't mention, but, hey, see a lot of motorcycles out now riding. But, man, if you need, you got some good stuff for
that,
I
brought in a lot more of the motorcycle glasses and the wraparounds and that type of thing. Also brought in a bunch of, quite a few more of the silhouettes, which are those rimless frames.
Right.
They're the most comfortable pair of glass you can ever have.
Wow.
You know, I've been wearing mine since 2014.
All right. Good deal. Well, once again, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. All right. And Alan will take care of you for all your optical needs. 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Their number, 303-321-1578. Alan, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much, Scott.
And most of all, thank you for joining us for Haystack Help Radio today. Hope you have a great rest of your day and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.